Welcome back to the Grandcast. This is Jenna. I'm so excited you're here. We're celebrating Tom's birthday, even though we're not there currently, and we will hopefully be there soon. Great. Thanks.
Welcome back to Season 3, Episode 4 of the Grandcast. I'm your host, Chris, and here this evening with Jenna Marie Pope. Mm-hmm. Like the Pope. Getting into some mini segments. So I have a series of like games, things like that.
Cool.
And let's get into it. First one is called Let's Play Elimination Challenge. So this is a new game series for the season. Ongoing, every episode the guest eliminates one item from each of the three lists in front of you. So we have a list of 13 movies, 13 television shows, and 13 comedians. And by process of elimination, we'll figure out which one is overall the favorite.
The best. I love that. That's so fun. So I can just start with the 13 movies?
Yeah, please.
Okay. Let's see. 13 movies. The one that I will eliminate.
If you want to read through the
different ones that are left.
Yeah. And then maybe comment on how you feel about them.
For sure. All right. So the first one is The Producers. I have seen the movie and I've seen the stage production. I will say it is not my favorite thing in the world. I'm specifically thinking of Uma Thurman. Not my favorite thing. It's all right, but...
You seen the original one?
I have not seen the original one. Am I missing out on that?
I haven't watched it all.
Okay, so maybe not so much, but...
Presumably. It is Mel Brooks.
That's true.
And Gene Wilder.
Maybe. I might go into... Gene Wilder is great, so that's very true. Old School, I have never seen. Hmm. I don't know what that is, so I don't feel like I can rule that out, so that would be rude. Step Brothers is decent. I've seen it. I think it's more so of a comedic element that I'm not incredibly into, but I think it's well written, and it's pretty nice. Same with 40-Year-Old Virgin. Like, there are portions of it where I'm like, this is great, and then there are other parts of it where I'm like, This isn't great at all, but I think that's more of a, does that mean to say a middle-aged movie? I feel like I do know a lot of, like, my parents' friends who like that movie a lot. So, I don't know, maybe. Wayne's World, I think it's hilarious. I think that's a wonderful movie, and same with Airplane. I think Airplane is so good. I talked about Christopher Guest earlier. I think both of those are fantastic movies. Groundhog Day. I'm a fan generally. I don't know. I think doing the same thing over and over again has to be done really well. And parts of it are done very well, and then parts of it are repetitive to a point that it's not funny anymore. This is Spinal Tap. I have not seen that. So I don't know how to feel about that one.
I think that's Christopher Guest.
Christopher Guest? I haven't seen that one.
I think so.
Should look it up. Because if it is, I should see it, because then I would like it, probably. I would guess. And Caddyshack and the Jerk. I haven't seen those either.
Ooh.
I know. I feel...
You're in for a treat.
Like I'm missing out. I should just take this list and then go home and watch all these. So I'm not going to get rid of any of the ones that I haven't seen because I don't think that's fair. But I'm going to get rid of the producers from these 13 Ooh. Movies. Mm-hmm.
All right.
I know it.
If you wouldn't mind actually, like, literally crossing it off and then literally. Initializing
yep.
next to it.
I can
initializing?
Initializing. I will initialize also with my name next to it. I think, I don't know.
Spinal Tap.
This is final.
Directed, co-written, scored, and starring Rob Reiner.
Uh-huh.
Co-starring Christopher Guest.
Co-starring Christopher Guest.
Yeah.
I definitely should watch it. That's something I will put on my list. I wonder if you can stream it, because that would be fantastic.
I'm not sure.
Christopher Guest movies are hard that way. Sometimes there's no logical way to watch the movie, which gets tricky, but
yeah,
I should look into that because he's fantastic. And I like that he's in a lot of his movies. I think that's super funny. Like the ones that he directs or produces, he will guest star in them. I think that's funny. Anyway, all right. 13 TV shows was the next one. So Seinfeld. I feel like that's a classic. That I think that's a great show that people tend to watch and tend to have a lot of TV tropes after. So it's hard to get rid of that one just because it's so strong in many ways, even though it may not hold up so much now. Cheers and Frasier is the next one. I think both of those are strong and good. And so many of these are like, they were great in their time, but maybe not so much now. But we love to watch them. South Park. I don't like South Park very much. I know. In general, I just have this thing with the animated comedy shows. And like... I get so much shit from people about it, so whatever, feel free to say what you want, but like South Park, Simpsons, Bob's Burgers, like real, I know that look you just gave me. All of those are shows that I just like never really got into, and I think it's because I had such an animosity towards The Simpsons when I was younger. Part of it was because my parents were, like, really against it and were like, I don't want you to watch The Simpsons. And so I had this, like, weird thing about it. And then once all these other shows were coming out, and when you're younger, like, when you're in high school and watching those shows, they seem so inappropriate. And you're like, oh, my God, I cannot believe this is on television, da-da-da, whatever. And I sometimes still feel that way about South Park and that sort of thing. Plus, my ex was super into South Park, and I think that might have something to do with my opinion of it. But, yeah, South Park is not my favorite in the world, as are most of these are crossed out, the animated ones. So I don't have to worry about those too much. But I love Lucy. So great, so quintessential in the comedy TV show world. I think that show's fantastic, and it's so nice. It's on Hulu right now, so you can like watch all of the I Love Lucy stuff and Golden Girls. I think that's fantastic. Because I was obviously not alive when that was happening, and so it's nice that I can see them now without. Just catching reruns here and there. You can watch it sequentially, which is awesome. The Office is wonderful. I just watched it for the first time this year.
Oh.
Yeah. And loved it and was surprised that I loved it. From what I had seen from people, I was like, I don't know that I'm going to like this people talking to the camera situation, blah, blah. But I also like Parks and Rec a lot. So whatever. I thought The Office was fantastic. I don't laugh out loud very much at shows, and I laughed out loud in The Office a lot. I don't know. I can't get over that show. I think it's so good. And Parks and Rec is the next one. I've already talked about that. I think Parks and Rec is amazing. Leslie Knope is so relatable. Leslie Knope and Ben Wyatt and their relationship is wonderful. Plus the fact that me and my partner are pretty much April and Andy works out real well. We dressed up as Janet Snakehole and Burt Macklin for Halloween this past year, like for a party. And it was great. I think it's so funny. Okay, Arrested Development is the next one on here. That's another one. I started watching it, and this is surprisingly a show that I stopped watching once I had started it. Just didn't click with me, which is a little bit surprising because people have told me it's very similar to some of the other shows that I watch pretty regularly, but just not one that I got into. for whatever reason. And then It's Always Sunny is stellar. One of my favorites. I wish that it could go on forever, but I'm very glad that it just continues to go on and on and on until season, 12 or 13 right now, something like that.
Yeah.
I sincerely thought it had ended for a long period of time. And I was like, yeah, that's because whatever was on Netflix, it was like season 10 or something. I was like, yeah, that was the end of it. And then someone was like, oh no, there's like two more seasons that you can watch. And I found those, but I love that show. It's fantastic. And then Monty Python's Flying Circus. I think Monty Python is great in general. And I don't know. I just, my brother got me really into all things Monty Python. So that always holds a dear place in my heart because I have watched pieces here and there of everything Monty Python. So that's great. In terms of getting rid of a show, I am going to eliminate Arrested Development.
Ooh.
I know. Uh-oh.
I'm going to get some mail about that one.
Well, my name's attached to it, so they can send it to me. Arrested Development. But then Comedians. Okay. I feel like this is going to be challenging for me. Bill Hicks. I don't know that I know who that is off the bat. So, there's a lot of Bills on here at the top of this, but some of them have been crossed off. But anyway, not sure who Bill Hicks is. Chris Rock. I've seen a little bit of what Chris Rock has done, and I think he's hit or miss funny. A lot of it depends on the topic and things like that, but pretty decent. Eddie Murphy. Nothing recent that I've seen from Eddie Murphy. I thought he was great when I was younger and like in that sort of realm. I don't know. I thought all of those things, like even Shrek or whatever else he was voicing when I was younger, I was like, this is fantastic and it's so good. I love it. And now I'm like, I don't know what was so great about that comedy, but kids love it, obviously. I don't know that he's done anything recently, though.
I don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea. He's still alive. I just don't, comedy-wise, don't know what he's doing with his life. George Carlin is another one I don't know well. I've heard the name, but I don't know that I've seen anything from George Carlin. But John Stewart.
Should check out George Carlin.
I should.
He's possibly the greatest comedian to have lived.
Okay.
Greatest. As far as the breadth and depth of his work.
Nice. What sort of comedy does he do?
A lot of observational, a lot of wordplay.
Nice. I feel like I would like that.
Yeah.
Is he like on a network or is it just like his own independent stuff?
There's quite a few of his specials on HBO.
Okay. Well, I just found out I have HBO, so I should really spend my time looking through their things because that would be great.
I'm not sure if there's any on Netflix.
Okay.
Definitely on YouTube.
I'll just take pictures of this when I leave. But that sounds great.
In the movie Jay and Silent Bob.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And Dogma. It's the older gray-haired guy with the beard.
Awesome. Okay. Yep, I'll look into him for sure. John Stewart. I really like Jon Stewart a lot. I think he's very intelligent and clever. I also really like, in general, that sort of genre of comedy. I think that that's a fun way to play with your comedy. Because sometimes with stand-up, it's very personal and it's not so much like worldly and relatable and international. I think Jon Stewart does a nice job with both of those. Johnny Carson, Richard Pryor, both of those guys. I think both of them do a nice job. I just haven't spent enough time watching them independently to have a strong opinion about them. But I definitely have respect for what they have done in the past. And I think that's pretty common with a lot of this list. I'm like, I think you're great. I just don't spend a lot of time watching you. Robin Williams, so good. really quite similar to Eddie Murphy, I would say, for me. Like, childhood comedy is how I view him, just because that I grew up with Robin Williams, and that's who I viewed as, like, my comedic hero for so long. It's just like, you're fantastic in so many wonderful things. And, I don't know, he was just quintessential in determining my comedic air to things. Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle has his own twist to how he's saying something. He's very strong. Yeah, I think, again, he's someone, like, you have to have a taste for. I think he's definitely someone who, once you get into his sort of comedy, you're like, oh, okay, I get this a little more than when you just see him at first, because it's a little abrasive at first. But I like him a lot. And then Steve Martin. I think Steve Martin is... I think he's so good. He just reminds me of my dad, kind of. But I always liked him. Again, I don't know what he's doing now, so I'm kind of curious, like, what he would be doing with his comedic life. I remember, wasn't he in Father of the Bride, that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, I, like, remember him from that sort of thing.
He's a professional banjo player also. He has his own band and, I think, tours.
What? So that's what he's doing currently. Great. Okay. Well, let's see. From this list of people that I know better than others, I'll probably take off Eddie Murphy, just because there hasn't been so much recently with that guy. Yay.
That was Elimination Challenge.
Good.
Next segment is called... Please read me song lyrics. So if you could please read me these song lyrics in the style of spoken word poetry.
Great. Okay. Are these all one song? Are they all one song? Yep. Great. Okay.
Yep.
So when you're feeling sad and lone, we will take you where you gotta go, smiling and dancing. Everything is free. All you need is positivity. Colors of the world, spice up your life. Every boy and girl, spice up your life. People of the world, spice up your life. Yellow man in Timbuktu, color for both me and you. Kung fu fighting, dancing queen, tribal spaceman, and all that's in between. Colors of the world, spice up your life. Every boy and girl, spice up your life. Every boy and girl, spice up your life. People of the world, spice up your life. Flamenco, lambada, but hip-hop is harder. We moonwalk the foxtrot, then polka the salsa. Shake it, shake it, shake it, haka. Shake it, shake it, shake it, haka. Arriba! Colors of the world, spice up your life. Every boy and girl, spice up your life. Every boy and girl, spice up your life. People of the world, spice up your life. Ah, slam it to the left. If you're having a good time, shake it to the right. If you know that you feel fine, chicas to the front. Go around, slam it to the left. If you're having a good time, shake it to the right. If you know that you feel fine, chicas to the front. I see ya. Hold tight.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was Spice Up Your Life by the Spice Girls.
Wonderful spoken word. I like it.
Yeah, once you actually start paying attention to what the lyrics are in a song, it gives you a different perspective on the artist. Well, this next segment is called Improv Scene Suggestions. So I go to a lot of improv shows, and they're always asking for suggestions for things, and I don't always have an idea to suggest. So I would like to steal yours.
Great.
So if you could please give me a location.
Location? Any location?
Any location.
I'm going to say an IKEA.
a location that would fit on the stage at Dog Story Theater.
Dog Story Theater. A gas station could fit on there.
A noun.
A noun. How about a cactus?
A verb.
A verb. Tickling.
A color.
A color. I'm going to say magenta.
Did you notice they spelled color in the British?
I did. I was surprised by that. I almost said color or something. I just wasn't sure.
I was going to edit it, but then I thought about how they're British and that's like their way of spelling it. So yeah. I didn't want
to. Wanted to keep the integrity of it.
Yeah.
I get that.
An occupation.
Occupation. How about an EMT?
What does that stand for?
Emergency medical technician, I believe. May not be right about that.
Not in energy manipulation tactician.
You could totally do that. I think really the best option would just be to say EMT and then see what they do with it, because sometimes that's funnier in improv. You're like, here's my suggestion. Let's see what you do if you don't know what this is.
Oh, maybe it's a ears, mouth, and throat doctor.
Mm. That'd be perfect. That works out real well.
A letter of the Roman alphabet, which is the one we use, but I didn't want to assume your alphabet.
There you go. I appreciate that. How about we use W?
A relationship between two people.
I'm going to say therapist and patient.
A word, any word.
Any word in the world. Xylophone.
Word. The last thing you paid money for.
Beer.
A genre of movie.
Horror.
An emotion.
Petrified.
An emoticon.
An emoticon. That the cat emoticon with the heart eyes, but like, yeah, the ears and stuff. I like that one.
I improvised that as a suggestion after reading an emotion.
Nice.
Because the word itself looks very close to emoticon.
Right, good improv.
And then just the eggplant flashed in my brain.
And, the eggplant. Yep. I like it. Good.
It's just a nice shade of purple.
Mm-hmm. It really is, though. It's a nice one. It's unfortunate it's usually just used for inappropriate purposes, because it is a nice emoticon.
Yeah, people need to elevate themselves.
Yes.
Get their minds out of the gutter. The first line of dialogue.
First line of dialogue. I'm going to say, could you please clean up this poop?
A page number.
A page number. 47.
A place you might go on a first date.
Dr. Grant's. Place it's happened to me.
Hmm?
It's happened. I did that.
It was good?
It was pretty decent. It was good. The stand-up person wasn't great that night, but otherwise.
A place you might go on vacation.
Italy.
A problem.
A problem. You don't have enough cheese to go with your crackers.
That's a bad one to have.
It is.
An animal.
A sloth.
David Attenborough says sloth in the Planet Earth 2 series.
Does he really?
Yeah. And I don't know if I agree with that. Maybe that's a British thing. Maybe I should just accept their culture, but it just sounds wrong.
It does sound wrong. It's spelled S-L-O-T-H, right?
Yeah. Sloth. It's like one of the seven deadly sins. I don't know.
Interesting.
Something that would fit in your pocket.
A penny? I don't have pockets right now.
Three objects that might be in a room.
In a room, a napkin, a air conditioner unit and a laptop.
I only have one of those mm-hmm. three.
You're right.
The last thing you ate.
I ate a miso kale salad at Tara.
Something you might get into an argument over.
People doing their job correctly. That was my whole day. Awful.
Something you are scared of.
Snakes.
The title of a movie that has not been made.
The Worst Best Friend.
I can't help but laugh at a joke about...
A joke about... joke about male comedians. Sorry, all of you out there.
I've always been lucky, but I never thought I'd be able to...
Do whatever I want.
And that was improv scene suggestions. Thank you for those.
You're welcome. You might can hear use them all those
at a future com.
Perfect. I'll just call out when you do.
That's mine.
That's me.
This next segment is called Let's Play Guess My Number. So I am thinking of a number that is greater than or equal to 1 mm-hmm. and less than or equal to 1 million.
Oh, wow.
And you have one chance to guess what it is. And I'm thinking it at you.
Are there any decimals involved or is it whole numbers?
Whole numbers only.
Whole numbers good question only. Though. 1 to 1 million.
Yep.
Great. Okay. I'm going to say... 343,462.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Ugh. This next segment is called Let's Play Words of Wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new game for this season.
Okay.
So I'm going to read you the first portion of a common phrase, and I would like for you to please complete the phrase in a non-traditional manner as you see fit.
Mm-hmm.
If life hands you lemons,
then you should probably find something to cook.
Citrus goes good with a lot of things. Yeah. I like that. Never spit into...
Never spit into someone else's face, please.
Please.
I had a camper do that this week. I just wanted to really... Whatever, the camper was upset about things, also has a disability, and spit into another camper's face. It was a mess. Yep.
My dad spit gum into my mouth one time on accident. I was acting like a baby bird, so I was like, ah, feed me food. And he was chewing gum, and he wanted to like pretend to like drop it, but he actually did, and it landed in my mouth, and...
No.
Yeah.
Not good.
No. That was unpleasant.
That's funny.
In hindsight, it's funny.
Right.
At well, the time, yeah,
pretty usual.
I was upset. Lefty Lucy, righty.
Righty is the norm.
It's true.
Yeah.
When in Rome,
eat all the pasta and pizza that you can.
Birds of a feather
will do what they want because they're birds, which are not humans.
The rain in Spain
is really not all that frequent, so don't worry about it.
Early to bed, early to rise.
Why would you be getting up really early when you don't have to?
The journey of 1,000 miles
seems really long. Why didn't you take a plane?
It's not what you look at that matters. It's
what you look for in people.
Aw.
How sweet.
Make new friends and keep the old. One is silver and the other
is maybe someone you should be more selective about. Introvert personality.
Genius is 1% inspiration and 99%
your work ethic.
Yep. Knowledge speaks, but wisdom
is usually silent and you can't tell that it's in your brain.
That was Words of Wisdom. This next segment is called, newly called, Elevator Pitch.
Oh.
So if you could please pitch me for about 30 seconds on an idea, movie, stand-up bit, invention, social construct, whatever you want to promote, try to convince me to buy it, please.
Great. So my most recent pitch has been that I would like to get up at 10 a.m. and then be done working at 4 p.m. And my reasoning for this is because it's really good for me to have a nice morning relaxing session because I come into work prepared and ready to go, as opposed to like having just woke up and it's not so great. And then I can get this work done for a solid 6 hours and then I'm out the door, and you don't have to pay me as much as you would have to pay a regular employee. You would just pay me for the 6 hours worth and then I'd be done and ready to go. Most people aren't a fan of it, but I feel like you're paying someone less. I'm going to do a better job than all of them because I'm better rested. I'm having my own life. And I think that that would be fantastic. I would also like to do something in the creative arts, which I think you'd be a fan of. So I think we'd be all good with that. So 6 hours of work a day, not even a full-time employee, and we'd be all set.
I'm in.
Great.
You sold me.
Perfect.
This next segment is called Improvise an Ad for The Night Man Cometh.
Yeah.
So if you could please improvise a radio style audio ad for the upcoming live production of The Night Man Cometh at Dog Story Theater on Monday, August 14th at 7 p.m. for $10. Please.
Mm-hmm. Do so. Who are you rooting for? The Day Man? The Night Man? The boy, the waitress, we can't wait to have you here at Dog Story Theater. Only $10. We'll see whose team you're on as we go through this challenging adventure of life, marriage, violence. It'll be fantastic. Can't wait to have you here. Be sure to get your tickets from Dog Story Theater on Eventbrite. Thank you.
This next segment is called Affirmation. So, Jenna, I really appreciate how much you support the local comedy and theater scene with your participation both on the stage and in the audience. You're always very entertaining. Thank you for being a part of the community.
Thank you. So kind.
This next segment is called Audience Participation. It is a new segment for this season. So I put a call out for questions onto the Facebook, and I've gotten some responses here that I would like to ask you on behalf of the listening audience.
Great.
Can we get married?
From my fiance, yes, we can. We are going to in next October.
What is your favorite salty snack?
Salt and vinegar chips, for sure.
Those are good.
Yes, they are.
If there was a cocktail named after you, what would it be?
Let me just say, I spent a lot of time thinking about this as I saw this on Facebook, and I decided it would be called the pickled egg, because I really like pickled eggs, but also I like picklebacks and like that sort of thing with alcohol, so I was like, I'm going to call it that. I think that'd be great.
What would go in it?
Probably vodka and pickle juice and whatever else the bartender would need to make it taste not disgusting, as you do with drinks. But in general, that would be the basis. We'll see. I'll find someone to make it for me.
I've always wondered why people drink things that you have to add so much sugar to make them taste tolerable.
Right. Well, it'd be that. Pickled juice and vodka.
Do you regret that we weren't greater friends in high school?
Tom Hunt, I do regret that we were not better friends in high school. We were 2 years apart, I believe, when we were going through high school. We had a lot of mutual friends. I don't really know why we weren't friends in high school, to be completely honest. I think we were just in different worlds, and we should have been closer. But don't regret the past. We're living in the present, and now we're doing Nightman together, so obviously are going to be best friends.
There was also a note that the person who asked that question regrets
that we were not
being greater.
Yeah.
And there was also a follow-up question. If you could go back, what do you think you and the person asking it would write in each other's yearbooks besides HAGS, which I believe is have a good and or great summer?
Yes. So that was very common at our high school. I think that if we were better friends in high school, I probably would have written something along the lines of, in the future, we should do a full-length musical together, and I would love to choreograph you because you're so talented and so funny, and I would really love to be closer with you, and we should continue hanging out for the next 8 years until that happens, probably, is what I would write.
What is your favorite funny girls memory?
Oh, gosh. My favorite funny girls memory. Well, I'm really looking forward to our retreat this weekend, which has not happened yet. But beyond that, I think one of my favorite memories was our first show at Fusebox, because we were doing shows at all these different places and kind of trying to find a home. And then we did our first show at Fusebox, and it was great because we sold out an entire show, and we didn't expect that that was going to happen at this new location, and had a wonderful show, and it was great at this private location. And in general, funny girls were so supportive of each other to a point that it's like a little disgusting. And so it was really nice to have that show and have everyone be so wonderful for that.
What do you want to eventually do with your theater career?
My theater career. I guess something that I'm working towards right now is I'm summer coordinator at Grand Rapids Civic Theater, and this is my first staff position at a theater. I've never been in charge of things before. It's always just like, I've been a teacher. So they know that I am very interested in becoming a more permanent member of the staff and doing theater education versus just being one of the teachers, but being one of the leaders of that. So I think that's what I'd prefer to do and continue to use theater as a hobby in the way that I have over the past couple of years.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. What do you really think about improv as a participant? An observer.
I think that's a great question. I think improv as an observer is very interesting. I've watched many, many improv shows over the past couple of years, and I would say it just fluctuates what I think of it. I have a hard time focusing on improv shows sometimes. And I feel bad about that because I know a lot of people in the improv world, and like, I watch them and I laugh and I try and have a good time. But sometimes it's so hard for me to focus on what's happening because it's so loosely structured or a long form. There's not a clear train of thought about what's going on. So I do enjoy watching it. I don't tend to laugh as much at improv compared to other forms of comedy, which I don't know. It's fine. Musical comedy, or musical improv, I have found recently that I laugh a lot at that. But some mm-hmm. of the short form games, like especially long form stuff, is very hard for me to continue to stay focused and laughing at. And then as a participant, I think was the other question. Yep. The person who asked this, I'm pretty sure knows, but in general, as a participant within improv, it is not my strong suit. I get so anxious about being up there doing improv, and it's something that up to this point I've just not been able to like move past. I've practiced with Funny Girls and I practiced with like other groups of people, but I just get so worked up about what comes out of my mouth that I'm like, yeah, no, this is not going to work for me because my emotional stress is to a point that is not healthy if I'm going to participate in this sort of activity. And so as a participant, it's just not something I'm there for right now, but maybe in the future. We'll see.
Jazz squares?
Jazz squares. They're going to be ever present in Nightman Cometh. They were at the audition. Nobody should worry. They're going to be very, very much a very solid part of that show. I love jazz squares.
What are jazz squares, if I can ask?
Jazz squares are just you step forward with your right foot, cross with your left foot, back with your right foot, and then back with your left foot. So you just go in a square. It's a pretty basic dance move. It's important to the world in general, the square. And then maybe we'll add some jazz hands into there, and then it'll be super fantastic. But Nightman Cometh is going to be wonderful with all of this sort of choreography.
So good. On August 14th at 7 p.m. at Dog Story Theater on Jefferson, downtown Grand Rapids. $10. Buy your tickets now.
Yeah.
Possibly also on Saturday, the
19th. Yeah.
Probably two shows that night because of the demand.
I hope so. That'd be wonderful if we have a late night show on that night. So we'd have like 8 p.m. and then like maybe 10 p.m. is hopefully the goal. We'll see. It depends on how quickly tickets sell out.
And then the weekend after because it sold out so fast. I just want to go to see it 5 times.
Oh, yeah.
That's selfish of me, but...
No worries. I love it.
Thank you to Aaron, Josh, Tom, Amanda, Liz, and ZJS for your contributions to the show today. That was audience participation. Next segment is called Member. It is a nostalgia segment. So what is something that you remember fondly from your childhood?
Oh, from my childhood. I remember going to the Wisconsin Dells. Ooh. I don't know if anyone in this area has been there.
Did you ride on a duck?
Yes, I did ride on a duck. I loved the Wisconsin Dells. And as you remember, my family would go there all the time because... We moved to Grand Rapids, but we're from Wisconsin, so we go there all the time. One of my favorite childhood memories was just going to the Wisconsin Dells and, like, running around all of the water park stuff that was going on. But I love that there are videos of me just, like, dying of laughter going down the slides. It was an amazing time. And we went there even, like, 10 years ago when I was 15. I loved it. It was so fun.
Did you ever go to the Oshkosh Air Show?
Yes, I did. Yes, anything Wisconsin. We tried to go to like the Wisconsin Fair, the state fair we went to. Like we would try and go to everything because Michigan doesn't really have that. Like, I don't know that there's a Michigan State Fair. Like,
there's the Ionia Free Fair.
I don't know what that is.
Pretty close.
Okay.
It's a big county fair.
Big county fair, yeah, because like... My parents would always just take us to Wisconsin to go to do those things. And like, we would just leave Michigan and be like, okay, we're going to go somewhere else to do that. And I was like, okay, but I loved it. Definitely one of my favorite childhood memories.
This next segment is called Looking Forward. What is something that you are most looking forward to in the future?
Well, I am looking forward to getting married. Not this October, but next October. I'm excited about that. I'm also looking forward to how my job transitions in the next couple of years. I think there's a lot of changes that could happen with what I do on my day-to-day basis, so we'll see what happens, and I'm excited to see how I can combine my special education and theater worlds.
This next segment is called Plug Social Media in Upcoming Events. It used to be called Plug Your Social Media in Upcoming Events, but I realized that was unnecessarily restrictive, and I had been messing up for 25 episodes. But it's fixed now, so any social media accounts or upcoming events that you would like to talk about, now's the time, please.
Great. Funny Girls, anything on social media, we are around. We're on Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. It's great to follow us. We have a show.
What are the names on
those? We Are Funny Girls. So you should be able to find us anywhere with We Are Funny Girls.
The word R?
The letter R, for the most part. Yeah, We Are Funny Girls. Someone else, there was like this TV show that's called Funny Girls, and they have the We Are with the word Funny Girls in there a lot of the time. So we use the letter R for a lot of it. But yeah, you can find us on most of the social media accounts that are out there, and our events are out there. We've scheduled for the next 6 months, so that's great, because then we have our events set up and our dates, and you can come find us, which is lovely. Grand Rapids Civic Theater has shows every Friday for the kids camps that I'm running currently, which are fun. And then Nightman Cometh, like we've talked about during this show. That's going to be fantastic at Dog Story Theater, 7 p.m. Monday, August 14th currently, but probably also Saturday the 19th if people can come at the Fuse Box. And Fuse Box is another amazing venue within Grand Rapids. It's where a lot of comedians go because it's less expensive than a lot of places around here. And it's fuseboxgr.weebly.com if you're interested in checking out our calendar.
The final segment of the show is called Just the Tip. So if you could please offer one tip to other aspiring comedians.
I would say my tip to other comedians is to always view yourself as funny, even if other people don't. I think that's my greatest catch up with being a comedian in this world, is people didn't tell me I was stereotypically funny, and then once I started getting into it, I felt good about it. And I just want people to try if they're interested in the comedy world. And people will tell you if you're not funny. But if you are funny and no one's ever told you that before, it's such a wonderful place to be. And I want people to try and do that.
Thank you. And thank you so much for being here tonight, Jenna. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for listening and for contributing your questions and for being part of the community here. See you all next week with an all-new episode of The Grand Cast.